are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about. Going to teach you guys a little bit about radon gas and how you need to remember to check your house for it. Apparently in Canada, they're telling their citizens to check their house for radon gas. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer. And in America, radon gas lung cancer deaths even surpass, according to the EPA, drunk driving deaths, drownings. So we'll just update you guys on that. Also give you some more information on Hurricane Sandy and updates on how part of our nation is regrouping and getting back on their feet. Also, we have some of your calls and emails that we're going to get to later this hour. They're helping men who are infertile make more sperm. New stem cell therapy, which is cool. Cool. We like sperm. I know we seem to have such an anti-sperm, anti-egg attitude, don't we, with all the birth control talk? But, you know, we really forget we like our eggs. We like our sperm. They make the babies. You know, it's amazing. You know, you go after, you know, we teach our kids about birth control and, you know, protected sex, of course, and teach them about condoms and, you know, the pill and IUDs and hormones, et cetera, and vasectomies, and it's all about cutting and chopping and lambasting and killing and bombarding and just preventing the egg and sperm that naturally just want to get together and, you know, do lovey-dovey and make peace or whatever. Live for your die. And they end up, it's just such a violent world, the world of contraception, isn't it? You know, and you know, sometimes you just got to stop and go, oh, okay, you know, should we help some people that want to have kids? I got to tell you that we sometimes forget that there's people out there while they're watching us fight back and forth with Obamacare and, you know, co-pays for birth control and not, and abortions and not. And I have a slew of patients, and I think we all, if we stop to think about it, know somebody who is probably watching this crying because they can't have a baby. And, we may need to kind of ease up on the war on eggs, war on sperm, right? Whoever wants contraception, fine, can have it. But we really don't need to beat it up in the news. So if they're able to help an infertile male, right, produce more sperm or make sperm, I love it. All the power to them. Sperm are good, okay? Maybe we actually need sperm, you know, running Washington, if you really think about it, right? Honestly, they know where to go. They don't seem to get tired, okay? You know, people, you know, the sperm that are kind of confused, and they go around in circles or go astray, get lost, right? Right? They're not going to find their ways back to Congress, right? The sperm that know what they're doing, you know, yes, a lot of sperm lean towards the right. Fine by me. Have a sperm run, Washington. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Statue of Liberty is going to be closed indefinitely now as structural inspectors are called in to check for damage. From what I understand, this could be a possibly $30 million refurbishment or I don't want to say decorating, but a fixing. It had just went through $30 million in repairs, and now it's been closed indefinitely to make sure it doesn't have any structural damage. I got to say, that lady's been through a lot. I was seeing some of the pictures on Facebook. Some of you had a Statue of Liberty with her dress blowing up like Marilyn Monroe and her trying to keep the dress down. Cute, but, you know, still, I think a little too early for that kind of stuff. We still have people being rescued. We have many people without food and their home and power, etc. So please just, you know, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was cute, but I just think a little too early for that. From what we understand, let me see. We got some more news here. Staten Island is pretty upset. Staten Island, people in Staten Island say they're being ignored. They say nearly half of New York's deaths, I think New York had at least 22, New York City, New York City's deaths, at least 22, they say actually occurred on Staten Island. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano was going to go there on Friday, and apparently frustrations are mounting there. Residents are outraged, claiming their community has been ignored over the past few days, whereas aid has been pouring into other parts of New York, New Jersey. So power is out. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. Dozens of streets are impassable. And I guess what's been really upsetting people is the city is planning to go ahead with an annual marathon. This annual marathon kicks off Staten Island's Verrazano Narrows Bridge on Sunday. And from what I understand, they are using a lot of generators. Now, I think in the number of, 400 or 500 generators? How many? And unfortunately, many people that don't have power have been scrounging around trying to find stores that have generators. So seeing that, you know, a marathon is going to be utilizing generators when they need them, I don't think they're very excited about this marathon at all. I mean, I like normalcy. I like returning to normalcy. I think that's great. But, I mean, people need power. They need to eat. They need to live. They need heat. So honestly, if that story is true, where 300-400 generators are being used, and unfortunately these people are still without power in the surrounding area, I think that's a little crappy. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Also, mounting frustrations with gas and gas lines. Drivers are desperate for gasoline, and there are these oversized lines at the pump. They don't think relief is going to occur till later next week. What's been the problem is the power to the refineries. It's not a shortage of oil or gas. It's the power. So restoring power to refineries in the northern part of New Jersey, from what we understand, is now their top priority. I guess there's 2,000 outside workers that had to be brought in to help with the process. The state's largest power company is PSE&G. CEO Ralph Izzo said the company is working with the New Jersey Gasoline, Convenience, and Automotive Association. So hopefully they'll be able to get these refineries back up and coming, and then helping the gas shortage. They say 80% of gas stations in the northern part of the state don't have any gas to sell, or they don't have the power to dispense the gas. No gas, you can't go to work. Not going to work, you can't make money, can't eat. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1708.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,750.42, $875.21 for a half ounce, or $437.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,750.42, $875.21, and $437.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Well, don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Starting this Saturday, November 3rd, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale starts this Saturday. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
My oldest daughter is 14, and she was just told that she has mono on Monday, and they did an ultrasound to check her spleen, and it was confirmed that it was enlarged a great deal. My question, I guess, is what's the way that you get mono? What's best for us as parents to do to help her with that and the recovery of it? And I guess being that she has some other siblings in the house, how concerned should we be about the chances of the other kids getting that?
No, that's a good question. I had mono when I was in medical school, and I remember I called my mom up, and I told her, oh, I think I have mono, and she's like, you slut! Who were you kissing? We used to call mono the kissing disease, and it's not really true. Mono comes from the Epstein-Barr virus, and most of us are exposed to the Epstein-Barr virus a lot of times as kids. And then it decides to come out a lot of times during times of stress or our adolescence, which is why people used to think it was the kissing disease, because that's when kids were in high school and started to kiss, or college years or army, etc. But when I had mono, nobody around me had it. So I didn't get it from somebody, and then I didn't give it to somebody either. You know, when I was sick with infectious mononucleosis, I remember extremely tired. I was with my friends at the mall, and I'm like, I gotta sit down. And they're like, what? Dahlia, sit? You mean like a grandma sit? I go, yeah, I just need to sit. I had a little bit of a sore throat, nothing that I couldn't, you know, fight on my own, but I just had to sit. I didn't want to sleep. I just felt weak. So, of course, I go to the doctor, had a huge, big, huge neck lymph node, huge swollen lymph node. And they ran a mono test on me, and it was negative. They gave me an antibiotic for the sore throat. Didn't get better. So, of course, my roommate, Ravi, Dr. Romanathan, goes, you have mono because you have a big lymph node. And I go, but yeah, but the mono test was negative. He goes, well, I don't know if they did it wrong. I'm like, well, you know what? A lot of mono tests take a while sometimes to turn positive. I'll go to my mom's doctor because my mom is like, well, drive down here. So after I got off work waiting tables, when I was in medical school, I waited tables and my shift ended at 11 o'clock and that was up in Reno. So about 11:15, I got on the highway and took the 95 south, seven and a half hour drive. To get into town at 7 a.m. Of course, I was falling asleep on the road. It was stupid of me to drive while having mono, but I couldn't afford a ticket and, you know, and went to my mom's doctor. He reran the mono test and it was positive. Yet during all that time, okay, did any of the truckers I passed by and waved to, did they have mono? No, they didn't get mono. Did my boyfriend at the time get mono? No. Did my best friend, who we were always eating at each other's houses, sharing silverware and cups? No, nobody got mono. So I look at mono as something that's not as contagious as one's thought. Usually when somebody in their family has mono, usually that's a person that gets it. Could it still be contagious? Absolutely. You know, you don't want to be kissing, you know, your kid, you know, and having the other kids fight and share drinks if somebody has mono. Mono, they'll be achy, they'll have a fever, sometimes they'll be tired, sore throat, sometimes a horrible sore throat, and big lymph nodes. The spleen, of course, enlarges. Because mononucleosis deals with the monocytes and the blood cells, and usually when the spleen is trying to repair you, it will swell, such as that. The biggest danger to having mono is somebody rupturing your spleen. So if your son comes down with mono, get him out of football practice and fast. Now, I was an idiot. I was addicted to working out, and I still ran. I did not want to lose a workout, so I still kept running. And I remember it was already snowing, and I was running in the snow. A lot more difficult to rupture your spleen running, but we usually say no contact sports and don't overdo it. Because if the spleen is swollen, it could be more prone to rupture. Your liver enzymes will be up, too. Your liver is going to be irritated as well. This infection does take over the body, but most of the time you live through it, okay? You do, and these kids get over with. You give them a lot of fluid. You give them a lot of rest. Some of them miss a couple weeks of school. Some of them miss a month. I just missed 1 week. I was out only a week, which is why when some of you wonder why I can't explain a certain thing on my show, I always blame it on the week I had mono. But then even though I was still tired, I went back because I knew one day I would do radio, and I wanted to make sure I knew all my information, especially when it came to Kegels. So, and we were learning about that at that time. Didn't want to miss about the Kegels. So, you know, do you have to worry about the other kids at this point? No, because I got to tell you, if mono was diagnosed now, she's been infectious now for at least a week. And so I'm sure the kids have already been exposed. And if they haven't been sick, they're probably fine. But the Epstein-Barr virus is probably already passed around. Now, some of you say, you know, look, Dahlia, I have the type of job where I cannot come down with mono. How can I tell if I'll ever get mono? Well, they could do a blood test to see if you've ever been exposed to Epstein-Barr. If you do have Epstein-Barr antibodies in you, that means you have been exposed to the virus. You may never get mono, or it could decide to reactivate. We don't know. But if you're Epstein-Barr virus antibody negative, okay, for those of you writing this down, it's EBV. Just show your doctor EBV. E as in elephant, B as in babe, V as in vampire, EBV. Yeah, I know. My husband's a pilot, as well as a chiropractor, and so he know, you know, the letter, you know, niner. Yeah, there's words that are pretty ubiquitous throughout, you know, the whole pilots and army, you know, realm in terms of when you do your letters, and he can't stand when I, you know, say, you know, E as in epididymis, B as in breast, V as in, I know what y'all are thinking. Yeah, like I'll say vampire. And he's like, that's not what they're for. V as in Victor. He gets all mad when I use the wrong letter. Look, I don't care. E as in elephant. That should be fine. E as in epiglottis. How about that? E as in epiglottis. V as in vulva. Okay, anyway, EBV. That's how you check. But great question. All right, like I said, a lot of rest, a lot of fluid. Let her sleep. She's going to need sleep. Tell her not to worry about school. This is a very busy time at school. She's probably upset because of homecoming and all that that she's going to miss. Let her miss it. And you'll know if she's, been kind of, kissing someone on the side because, the mom is going to call going, I just need to check how she's doing. My son is feeling feverish a little bit. Then you're like, gotcha. All right. But like I said, I usually don't see, other people get infected. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I always tell you guys to eat healthy, and then the next day after I tell you to eat healthy, there's a recall. Wegmans is recalling spinach and spring mix. I'm not sure if this is what I use. You know how you could get these pre-washed spinach and spring mix salads, which, by the way, I'm a huge fan of. I know a lot of you don't have time to cook vegetables or cook vegetables to the degree that they're tasty. I know that. And so I love the idea of getting dark green, or I like the spring mix because they have the purple leaves there, the purple, leaves, right? Vegetables in there. And remember what we talked about, bright colors and eating them. Well, anyway, the products under recall, Wegmans Food, you feel good about organic spinach and spring mix, possible E. coli contamination. So there is a recall on those. Please check your local Wegmans Food website for that. Why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like OB-GYNs and ER docs are going to miss out on a Medicaid pay hike. I didn't know Medicaid was going to pay more. Apparently, there's going to be a higher Medicaid pay starting in January. Primary care doctors are going to be able to take advantage of it, but not OBs, gynecologists, and emergency room doctors. Apparently, under the Affordable Health Care Act, Medicaid rates for primary doctors will soon be on par with what Medicare pays. The overhaul law included the hike to encourage doctors to see the larger number of patients and will be covered by Medicaid expansion. But see, here's the problem. It wasn't so much the low rates Medicaid was paying. It's Medicaid wouldn't pay on every claim. There were multiple claims just not getting paid on. And that's the problem with Medicaid, not giving us the extra few dollars. The OB-GYNs and the ER docs sought to be included after regulators released preliminary rules in May, saying internal medicine, pediatricians, and pediatric subspecialists would be eligible. Why would they not include them? I don't know. That's stupid. All right? I mean, you would think you really want the ER docs. Maybe because they want to attract more of these people to go to primary care. I don't know. Medicaid pay to doctors does vary state by state, but does fall far below rates paid by Medicare and private plans. The change will cost $11 billion and be funded by the federal government. All right? Thus, the media is going to make us doctors look like the cause for all the extra spending. But I got to tell you, not a lot of doctors want to take Medicaid. But like I said, my problem with Medicaid was they weren't paying on the claims. It wasn't the poor pay. I've been paid poorly by insurance my whole career. It's don't pay one out of every five claims. Okay. Pay hike takes effect January 1. Don't go away. We got more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called NovaJoint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. We are going to Alaska next June. When you do plan a summer vacation, usually we always do it, I don't know, sometime in the spring. But remember, when it comes to cruises, these things have to be booked early. So please don't forget to check that out, because if you are going to go on a cruise, I'd love it if you go with us. We're going to have a great time. We locked in a good rate, and you're going to learn a lot. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. Don't forget to also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Okay, Nina from Phoenix writes, I have pain under my right rib, and my doctor wants to order an ultrasound. I think a CAT scan would tell us more. He says the ultrasound is cheaper and better. I don't understand how that could be true. You once said on your show, if you think we need a test, to ask for it. Well, I'm asking, and he's refusing. This morning, he did agree he will order the CT scan if the ultrasound is good. Why not do it first? Wouldn't it save money? Okay, great question. This is where the doctor's at fault. Okay, I think it needs to be explaining to you exactly what his thinking is, which I think is a fault of a lot of us doctors, especially when we're busy, you know? When I'm busy, I'm like, I need to order this test. Well, why? I just need to order it. I don't have time to explain. I think anytime a physician, nurse practitioner, PA orders a test, I think the why component is great. What do you think, doc? Now, again, you don't have to ask the doctor, well, why? Why are you doing that test? Shouldn't this be better? You know, because, again, you got to be careful. Some of these people will get on the defensive. I love it how when the patients go, you know, doc, tell me what you're thinking. You know, guide me through that brilliant mind of yours. I hear about CAT scans. What makes you prefer the ultrasound? You see how that's an easier way to approach it? My guess is if you have pain under your rib and he's ordering an ultrasound, he's probably ordering an abdominal ultrasound of the stomach, and he's going to be looking at your gallbladder. Now, he would probably be looking at your gallbladder for gallstones. Gallstones, believe it or not, are easier to diagnose on ultrasound than a CAT scan. Even though a CAT scan is a much fancier test, the ultrasound is better and it is cheaper. So he's 100% right, but it would have been nice if he just took the 30 seconds to walk you through that. You know, I see how angry and frustrated you guys get. And I understand your frustration, but then again, I understand the doctor's busy, so he's like, look, this is the test I'm going to order. Do this test. So then it looks like today when you talk to him, he said he'll order a CAT scan if the ultrasound is normal. Okay, well then why would he order a CAT scan if you're quote-unquote normal? Well, I mean, if you're having pain, he's still going to want to hunt and see what's going on. Now, does a normal ultrasound of a gallbladder always mean your gallbladder malady-free? No. I've had people with pretty significant gallbladder issues, and the ultrasound did miss it. So I like the idea of a CAT scan, but we usually don't go to CAT scan first unless we're not looking at the gallbladder. Let's say you have pain in the right lower quadrant. If you look at your abdomen and you divide it into quadrants, right upper, right lower, left upper, left lower. If you have pain in the right lower quadrant, I rarely see ultrasound diagnosing appendicitis. We just go straight to CT. You have pain in the left lower quadrant, you're a male, you're having bleeding, etc., with diarrhea, fever. We're going to be looking for a diverticulitis, some sort of colitis. Again, a CAT scan would tell us more than an ultrasound. Previous caller, daughter had mono. You want to look at the spleen being enlarged. Easy, cheap test to do is the ultrasound, no radiation. But if you want to know, you know, a little bit more why, see if anything else is involved, CAT scan. So that's kind of the difference in when we use CAT scan versus ultrasound when it comes to the abdomen. If you're a female and you're having right lower quadrant pain or left lower quadrant pain, your clinician has to decide, is it upper or is it pelvic? All right, if it's pelvic and they're thinking about ovarian cyst or ovarian cyst rupture or some uterine issue, again, we go back to ultrasound, but a pelvic ultrasound. And not just an ultrasound going on top, called the transabdominal pelvic ultrasound. You have to do a transvaginal pelvic ultrasound. And many of you women have had to deal with that, me included, where they stick a huge probe in there and look transvaginally. It tells the doctor a lot. It's not, you know, the most fun exam, but it does work. It works. So, you know, we never want appendicitis being missed because we're thinking you're having an ovarian cyst. And that's always a challenge for us doctors. You know, you're supposed to, if you are having an appendicitis attack, have it at McBurney's point. Now, McBurney's point basically is, okay, so you find the belly button. You go to if I can have you guys kind of feel your pelvic bone, right? One of your tuberosities up there, right? And if you draw a line from the belly button to that upper pelvic bone, two-thirds of the way down is supposed to be McBurney's point. Well, if you're tender there, that's supposed to insinuate you could be having an appendicitis attack. Now, for those of you not having an appendix, most likely, no, it's not been an appendicitis attack. But for those of you that still have your appendix, that would be the area. But I can't say how many people have had appendicitis attacks coming in saying my tummy hurts, or I just generally feel blah, or they have pain in the upper or pain even lower than that. So clinician needs to figure out, are we looking at appendicitis attack? Now, many appendicitis attacks will be followed with a fever, lack of appetite, generalized abdominal pain that later localizes, high white blood cell count, you know, when we do a blood test. But I got to tell you, the last probably 40 appendicitis attacks I've diagnosed, these people ate that day. They had an appetite that day. They didn't have a fever, and they didn't really have a white count. Why? Because they were probably forming an abscess, and it was walled off enough where we didn't see the body react to it yet. They just had some pain in the right lower quadrant. I had a woman, no pain at all, finally has abdominal pain, comes in and she says, I felt a pop today and now it hurts. Well, she had an appendicitis attack and never knew it until it popped. And then, of course, she was in the hospital for many days, never felt anything until it popped and opened up. Crazy. But like I said, for appendix, that's when we would use a CT. So when it comes to right upper quadrant pain, looking at the liver and the gallbladder for gallstones, ultrasounds are great. Using sound waves, it hits the stone. You then see the V-shaped shadow. It's a phenomenal way to test. These guys were brilliant when they came up with this. And it's cheap, it's inexpensive, but they're going to do that first. It doesn't make sense to CAT scan for an ultrasound. Now, you also are probably picking up on the doctor and some of the sequelae of Obamacare. You know, many of us, we love the CAT scan. The CAT scan is one of our favorite tests. But we have to start justifying more and more of the tests we order. Many of you will think that's great. Good. Doctors do need to justify. They order every test in the book. We have to spend a lot of money. Okay, I get that. I get that. Having some sort of need to justify will lower healthcare costs. Again, my concern, though, is I don't want any second guessing. I don't want people to not jump on their instinct. We talked about this. A huge problem we are now seeing in the ER settings. Our doctors are getting penalized if they order a CAT scan and it came out normal. Doctors are getting penalized for every time that happens. Now, what I don't want happening is your doctor hesitating, ordering a test on you for the mere chance that it could be normal. When we save lives in the ER, or when we go on a hunch and we're right, I'm going to tell you, it's a rare case. When I wanted to order a CAT scan because I didn't think something was right with this guy that kept coming in for migraines, I was new. He was new to me. I decided to do what I want. I order a CAT scan. We found a bleed in his brain. Now, not every time. I mean, how many CAT scans did I order that was normal? A lot. So somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahl, you see, you're spending money. You're spending more money. There's more, risk than benefit just to save one life. But I'm going to tell you, I'm pretty happy I saved that guy's life. I don't care if I've ordered tons of CAT scans that came out normal. I saved a guy's life because of my checklist and my intuition. That, to me, means more than saving the insurance company money. But that's a problem we're having. So in the ER, what doctors are doing now is going, well, wait a second, do I really need to do the CT? Well, some people would say that's good, but what if his instinct was telling him to do something? He talks himself out of it. I'm scared. I'm scared about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How you doing? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in out there. Don't forget to please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. You'll see me. That's me. Hi. And then, of course, Facebook. When you guys are fiddling around on Facebook a little bit later today, don't forget to add yourself to the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's always nice to connect, see your comments, and answer your questions as we go. If you do have any medical questions for us, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Even if we're not live, we're live 9 to noon Pacific time every day and noon to 3 Eastern. But many of you listen on XM or you listen on Talk Superstation or you listen on other affiliates. And if you ever can't call in live, please still call in. We'll play your question the next day. All right, on air, and you can also email us. For those of you that are a little shy, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Now, let me, hold on, I got to change my exercise ball. I sit on an exercise ball, and sometimes it starts to roll the other way. But if I try to adjust it, you hear my butt and the rubber, and it kind of makes a farting sound, and I don't want to do that on air. So I'd rather just explain to y'all that I'm adjusting. Okay. Now, one thing I started to talk about in the first hour, which I want to bring up, you know, many of you are now, you know, re-entering the job market if the economy is starting to improve in your area. I still don't see it here, you know, but I'm not going to, you know, gripe about the economy. I know the jobs report is supposedly a little better. Unemployment, I think, is still high. I mean, see, I live in Vegas. Unemployment's at 12%. You know, but if you all are living in areas where unemployment has improved, great. And, you know, being from Vegas, if unemployment's 12%, I remember when we had close to 2 million people and unemployment was 12 to 14%. So to me, that's even a huge chunk because many people have left Vegas, just like what's happening with California. Unemployment is still high, I believe over 10% in California, but many people have been leaving the state. So that 10% is a bigger number than you can imagine. But, you know, I want to give you guys a little advice. And what's prompted me to give you this advice is because I was watching X Factor yesterday. No. Okay, quit the groaning, okay? I know a lot of you don't like X Factor, you don't watch those singing shows, but I saw something that just kind of, you know, blew my mind, okay? Couple contestants on there for those of you that don't watch it. Basically, you have these people that just everyday people like you and I, well, that's what we're led to believe, that have phenomenal voices, absolutely phenomenal voices. So they audition, then after various cuts, they make it to the top 24, the top 16, etc. And two people, Diamond White and David Corey, were two of my favorites. I mean, these people could sing. They could sing. So I'm watching them, and I go, okay, these guys are going to definitely be runner-ups. They're wonderful. Now, what this X Factor show does, unlike American Idol or some of these other ones, but kind of like Voice, is where everybody gets a mentor. There's four different mentors. You've got Simon Cowell, L.A. Reid, Demi Lovato, and Britney Spears. And these mentors decide to come up with a song and come up with an image for them. So they basically take somebody. You know, like me, who waited tables but had some sort of a voice, although, I mean, honestly, these guys have a much better voice than I ever had, right? They find, obviously, you're found, and then they make your image. We're going to make you blonde, or we're going to put this dress on you or this suit on you. We're going to have dancers around you. We're going to pick the song, because picking the right song displays your voice. Well, apparently, whoever picked the songs for these two people, I don't know who their mentors were, did them in. So they end up losing and getting eliminated. So we have two very talented people whose mentor, who was supposed to dress them up, design them. I mean, honestly, there were worst acts last night, but for some reason, these two people get thrown out. And you look at that, and you look at talented people losing a chance at an amazing career. Hopefully, they can still bounce back and find an agent or whatever because of somebody else that didn't capitalize on their talent and exemplify it in the most strategic way. And if I extrapolate that to what we're going through right now, I think that's a huge problem that we have individually or we have with our employers. I can't tell you how many of you lost your job from something that wasn't your fault. You know, and notwithstanding the recession, take away the recession, jobs being lost. But some of you say, look, I was supposed to do a pitch. My sales manager told me to go this way. I had wanted to go this other way, but I wanted to do what my sales manager said. He's the one that, you know, had the vision. I did it his way because he's my boss. I wasn't going to buck him. We lost the account. It didn't work. I still get fired. Now, and that's frustrating. You know, if I lose a job, I want to lose the job because it's my fault. Now, I don't want to lose a job. I want to, you know, learn how to market myself. You know, it's all about finding that right song to display you. I may want to, for example, if I just go strictly to singing, I may want to sing a Christina Aguilera song or a Mariah Carey song. But that may not be the best song for my voice. Just because I love the song doesn't mean I could sing that song. Okay? You give me something that's a little bit more bluesy, a little bit more deep. That may make me shine. Even though it's not the song I would think that would work for me. You got to sing the right song. You got to play. You have to demonstrate your best. And if you can't figure out what's your song, you need somebody else to do it. But what if you work for somebody who's an idiot? And so many of you who have lost your job, not because of recession, but because you had a talent that didn't get to shine. And I'm not saying it has to be a real talent. You know, I mean a real, talent in terms of, you know, playing the guitar or music or painting. But let's say you know exactly how to market for that one company, or you had an idea, you had an article or a story or a blog that you wanted to get published. You knew that's what would have worked, and you're working with somebody that won't let you. Okay? You need to always be aware of that kind of thing. You need to always be aware that somebody may be creating you incorrectly. Or you may not have any idea how to create yourself and how to market yourself, and you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. This is an art that successful people have figured out. If you know how to convey to the other person what you want them to receive, you're already one step ahead of the game. Look at teaching. You have teachers out there, but what makes a good teacher? A teacher is only as good as the student who receives the information the exact way the teacher wanted him to look at it. Now, I had gone through, I don't know how many years of schooling, 11 years postgraduate, right? And I had some crappy teachers, all right? They knew their medicine. Or my, you know, undergrad teachers, they knew their science, absolutely. Okay, they knew their stuff. But it doesn't mean they conveyed it. I had to take whatever they gave me and redigest it in my own way. All right? That's a sign of not having a good teacher. But somebody going, okay, you know what, guys? You're looking at these geometry theorems all wrong. All right? Or these proofs. If you look at it this and attack it like this, you know, and then you're like, I get it. So a teacher is only as good as what the student perceives. Same thing with marketing. You are only as good as marketing if the person on the other end is imbibing exactly what you want them to imbibe and looking at you exactly the way they want you to look at them to look at you. So let's say you want to, I don't know, like I said, sing a Mariah Carey song or a Michael Jackson song, for example. Sorry to go to music, but I think it's kind of easy for us to all relate to. All right? And you really, really love the song, and you thinking that you're going to sing the song and they're going to think you're a good singer. Okay? Then you're wrong. If that's not your best song, you have to pick a song where whatever you want the other person to receive from that is, oh boy, they can hit the notes and they have a range. Well, then that's the type of song you have to do. For example, you're in marketing and you're coming up with a pitch. You want that company to think, A, you're creative, B, you know how to evolve with a brand, right? C, you're willing to change, but D, you're up on the times. Then come up with a pitch that does all that. Sit where he's sitting and think about what he's going to receive. Then go to the front and make it. You see, does that make sense? Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about this in the next hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DAF-SALLY.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.